top stories on ABC News. Adelaide is experiencing its hottest day on record. At 1:42 this afternoon, the temperature at West Terrace reached 46.2 degrees, breaking the previous record of 46.1 set in 1939. It is the warmest temperature recorded in the South Australian capital in 130 years' records. The Australian energy market operator is monitoring the risk of blackouts, but says it is confident there is enough energy in reserve. And in Tasmania, authorities are working to control more than 40 fires ahead of worsening conditions tomorrow. Chinese authorities have confirmed that Chinese-Australian writer Yang Hongjun has been detained, presenting a fresh challenge to diplomatic ties between Canberra and Beijing. The Defence Minister, Christopher Pyne, will fly into Beijing today for an official visit in what was supposed to signal a further warming of relations, but the arrest could complicate talks. A number of countries have now followed the lead of the US and recognized the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the nation's interim president. Donald Trump says he'll use the full weight of America's economic and diplomatic power to restore Venezuelan democracy. And NAB is lifting its variable home loan rates for both owner-occupiers and investors. The bank says an owner-occupier with a $300,000 home loan on a 30-year term will pay an extra $22 each month in principal and interest repayments, or $264 each year.